played quite well tonight, didn't I? We're not bad, that. Quite happy with that performance, yeah. So, instead of missed a few doubles, but at the end of the day, 5-1 victory over Costompe is a good result.
That keeps your hopes in this William Hill Grand Slam of Darts alive. Still a big job on your hands, though.
Oh, it's what, Tuesday night? Phil Taylor, me and Phil Taylor. Oh, it's easy, it's over. He's out. No, yeah. It's going to be an entertaining couple of days now. Just have a bit of practice, and all I want to do is just get up there, play like I did tonight, or play well, and give him a good run for his money. And if I get a chance, take my chance, and who knows?
You come out and throw 103 average in a first of five legs, you can beat anybody that.
Oh, definitely, yeah. It'd probably have been better if it hit me double straight away as well, so you never know.
It's always a bit of a lottery as a dart player, turning up on a day you don't know whether you're going to click into gear or not. Is there anything you can do over the next 2 days to try and maximise the chances of you putting in a performance against Phil?
Tomorrow, my darts are coming out, or I'm having a day off tomorrow. Probably go for a couple of games of snooker or something like that. And then we'll just go through my normal routine on Tuesday and see how it goes.
You've played Phil on this stage before. What do you anticipate is going to be? Is it going to be any different from when you faced him?
Yeah, when I played Phil, that was the first time I've ever played him. And you know, I've grown up watching Phil Taylor play on TV, and to play somebody that you've idolised for years and you thought were the world's best dart player, to go on that stage, I just had a big smile on my face and I thought, if my darts go, they go. And that day, he gave me a right lesson, really, in darts. Now it's different. I mean, we're playing for a chance of playing in the next round of the competition, so I'm not going to be scared of playing him. I'm going to get up there and I'm just going to take the game. And hopefully, I'm going to take it to him. I'm going to hopefully score heavy. I know he's going to score heavy, but you've got to take your chances. And hopefully, Tuesday, I'm going to take my chances.
A lot of players, it's just an established fact in darts. Phil Taylor's won a lot of games before people even got on the stage with him, because he gets in your head and he is Phil Taylor. What do you think's changed to make you immune to that kind of effect?
I don't think you're ever immune to that effect. I'm still going to get up there and think, oh God, yeah, it's Phil Taylor, and the crowd's going to be absolutely, hopefully, I'd want them on my side, but I can see them being more on Phil's side, but you never know, and you'll never be immune to the fact. I'm just going to get up there and just play the board, ignore the person I'm playing, and just play the best darts I can.